Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Team Toby Positive Radio Show with your host, Charmaine Hammond. Join us each week as Charmaine and her Team Toby Pack improve lives by teaching kindness, acceptance, and respect. Our mission is to get listeners into the conversation about living a fulfilled, prosperous life through the unique and powerful animal-human bond. Be part of the team and lead the way of change. Find us on the web, Facebook, and YouTube at The Original Team Toby and on Twitter at Team Toby 2. Here's your host, Charmaine Hammond.
Hi, everyone. It's Charmaine Hammond, and welcome to Positive Radio, where we talk about pets, living with our pets and loving our pets and learning from our incredible pets. We are so excited. Tomorrow, May 5th, is the day we launch Paws Across Canada. It's the tour where we are building a kinder Canada, one paw, one person at a time. We're so excited. The truck, or what we call the Toby-mobile, is all decorated up. It is packed. It's ready to go. Toby is just wondering what the heck is going on. All his favorite things throughout the day have been moved into the truck. Of course, we've saved him a couple to enjoy tonight in the house. But tomorrow morning, we leave bright and early at 10 a.m. Mountain Time. We're going to head over to our local co-op gas bar, and they're going to be doing the first official fill of the tour for us, the Paws Across Canada tour, the first official full of the Toby-mobile. I can't wait. And then we're going over to our local elementary school where the student leadership team has put together an official Toby send-off. We're really excited about this because we don't actually know what it is. It's going to be a surprise. So we are really, really delighted and intrigued, and we kind of can't wait. It's sort of like Christmas. I don't think I'm going to sleep very much tonight. And then we're going to do a quick stop over to Wandering River School, say hi to all the kids there. We have some books to donate to them, drop by the library. And then we are on Highway 63, all the way north to Fort McMurray. We're going to be there about 5 days. Joining us on the tour, of course, Toby and Christopher. And we have some amazing partners that I want to give a shout out to. Canadian Traveler has come on as a partner and has been a wonderful support. They are also hosting a contest. You're going to love this. Your pet selfie photo. So watch our Twitter page, Team Toby, and the number 2, that's TEAMTOBY, number 2. You'll be seeing the link there. We really want to see what you put up there in terms of your favorite selfie of your pet. So that's going to be running the whole time during the tour, and we really appreciate Canadian Traveler and Paw Maine and Finn for their support for the tour. And Petland Canada has come on as well as a partner. We're really excited about that, and we're going to be doing a number of events at their stores in Alberta and a couple of in British Columbia. So again, watch the Twitter page or our Facebook page, The Original Team Toby, and we're going to be trying out some of the different services that Petland Canada has, so the spa and some other services. And, of course, we're going to be having Toby's picks some of his favorite products and talking about why we and why Toby loves them so much. We also have some other incredible partners. You've actually met one on the show a few weeks ago, Diana Bose from Fabulous at 50 and Creative on the Move, who has designed all of our incredible promotional materials, and Modern Press is our printing partner. We also were delighted to bring on Rotary Club of Oil Sands Fort McMurray, who has actually supported helping schools have access to our children's books, the Toby children's books, and our program, which we called BARC. And BARC stands for Be Accepting, Respectful, and Kind. And also joining us is Joanne Grimwood of Send Out Cards, the Evolutionary Business Council, Stone Circle Coaching, and, of course, our nonprofit partner, the Orange Dog Foundation. Many of you know the Orange Dog Foundation because of the work they've done in dog rescue, and they're very well respected and known for the Freedom Flights. We've actually partnered with Orange Dog on a grant that we've applied for through the Field Law in Alberta. And I just love what Field Law is doing. Every year they put out a grant, and organizations and projects can submit a proposal on how they want to make a difference and how they want to pay it forward. So Orange Dog and I, Team Toby, have put together a proposal to be able to do a freedom flight where Toby the dog and RJ, who is the ambassador dog for Orange Dog, are going to be the official freedom flight greeters and ambassador dogs. And, you know, we're going to work together and save some dogs' lives. I'm really excited about that. We'll be sending out the link to you all to cast your vote. Now, you might be wondering, what are you going to be doing on this Paws Across Canada tour? You know, part of what's so fun is that the tour keeps evolving every day. New activities and opportunities and places to visit are being added to the schedule. While we're in Fort McMurray, we've got a number of events going on. On the 6th of May, we're going to be speaking at one of the schools. And in the evening, a couple of events. One of them is I'm going to be speaking at the Young Urban Professionals group in Fort McMurray. And we're going to be talking about how to take your content and expertise and make that into a product. So it could be a book, it could be an audio program, and many of the others that I'm going to share with them. That's Tuesday night. Then Wednesday, and also I'm really jazzed about this, after that event, we're going to go down to McDonald Island in Fort McMurray. Chris Hadfield, who is a Canadian astronaut, I can't wait to hear him speak. My husband Christopher is reading his book right now, and he is so enjoying it. So he's actually in Fort McMurray while we're there. We're going to go and check out his presentation, and I'm going to bring my book along, of course, to get him to sign it. And then later on during the week, we have another school presentation. I'm going to be speaking at the safety conference. It's NIOSH week, the first week of May. It's also Mental Health Week, so we're doing a lot of projects related to mental health and safety. A couple of other things that we're doing is Bone and Biscuit has opened a new store in Fort McMurray downtown. So we're going to be doing an event on Friday the 9th in the evening, and then on the 8th we're going to be doing a signing at Cole's Bookstore, which is in the Peter Pond Mall. And what's really exciting about that event is that we're partnering with one of the local organizations in Fort McMurray, Paws for People. They do animal-assisted therapy, and you know what a huge fan we are of animal-assisted therapy. It was such a big part of my life with Toby Sr., and what we're doing is we're going to have a little Paw It Forward campaign at the book signing, encouraging people to buy a second set of books so that we can give them right then and there to the Paws for People group so that they can share those in the hospital, the seniors programs, and schools that they visit on a regular basis with their incredible animal-assisted therapy pets. Doesn't that sound like an amazing week? And, of course, in and amongst all those events, we're going to go take some dogs for a walk at the local Fort McMurray SPCA, and they've got incredible walking trails there. So we're going to go check out the Birchwood trails, the trails along the riverbanks, and we are going to go out and find some new activities that we have never done in Fort McMurray. Now, Fort McMurray was our home for about 15 years. In fact, it's where I started my business. So we have a lot of friends there and a lot of colleagues that we want to be able to spend some time with. But we also want to have the opportunity to test out some pet-friendly adventures that we never had the chance to do when we lived there. Now, following Fort McMurray, then we head down to Edmonton, then Calgary and Red Deer, Airdrie, and the list goes on. What I'd love for you to do is go on to Twitter and find Team Toby 2, T-E-A-M-T-O-B-Y 2, and follow us there. We're going to be doing live Twitter pics and a moment-by-moment snapshot of what's going on the tour. Of course, we'll be posting every day on Facebook as well, and we'll be having our radio show live every day. Can't wait to interview people about their pet stories. That's something I'm really, really looking forward to on this tour, is talking to people about why they love the community they live in, stories about their pets and the lessons they've learned from their pets, but also talking about kindness and what kindness looks like to them, some of the experiences they've had with kindness. So we'll be sharing all that with you live through the radio show, our blog, our videos, and our social media. So stay tuned till tomorrow, launch day, woohoo, May 5th, Paws Across Canada. Building a Kinder Canada, one paw, one person at a time. Can't wait to have you on board with us. And again, until tomorrow, until next time, let's be kind to one another.